If you bark, meow, quack, whinny, or have someone in the house that does, this is the talk show for you. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a guest with us in the studio, Sue Sellers-Rose, who is a judge with the American Kennel Club Dog Shows. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Sue, can you help our listeners understand kind of what goes into being a judge and what are the things that you might be looking for if you were judging at this weekend's show?
Yes, the first thing you need to consider is there's a lot of education that goes into this. Most people are not even considering judges till they've been playing in the game for 10 to 12 to 15 years. You attend a lot of seminars. You attend breed-specific seminars. You attend American Kennel Club seminars. And then there's a whole bunch of paperwork you have to fill out and get approval to start judging as a provisional.
Now, when Vicki was on the show earlier, she was talking how the judges do actually get paid for their visit, but I would imagine getting to that point of being a judge probably has some expenses associated with it.
Yeah. All the seminars are charged for. Many of them you have to fly or drive to. Plus, there's housing, and housing gets very expensive. Meals get very expensive. The last major seminar I went to was in Massachusetts.
Okay.
When I was there for 5 days.
Okay.
And you started at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you finished about 4 in the afternoon, and then you watched films in the evening. So you didn't have a lot of spare time.
And Sue, how long have you been doing this?
I've been judging since the late 70s. I've been in the game since 65.
Wow. Okay.
Wow, that is a long time.
I sold my first tropical fish in 1965, but I was only 5 years old.
Rick, I was a glint in my parents' eye in 1965. So bottom line is, Sue, you've been doing this for a long time. Why do you do it? Is it the passion for the animals, or is it just that you really want to see the level of perfection in terms of the breeding of these animals to the standard?
Okay, the whole reason for dog shows is to select quality stock for breeding. You need quality not only in their conformation, this is how they are built, how they move, and what their temperament is like. You need health clarifications, which have to be taken into account, plus performance. The dogs are all built to do something. There's a whole group of them that do hunting. They either do hunting using their eyes, hunting using their nose. Some are shot over. Some are not. There are draft animals. There are beagles who do rabbits. There's a group of dogs who do rescue work, a group of dogs that do herding. All of these dogs have a purpose, something they're supposed to be doing. And there are a group of dogs who are called companion animals, and their job is to be a companion.
Wow.
And so every dog has a purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we try in the dog shows not only to look at the dog in proportion to their standard, we look at the dog in proportion to their purpose, and we want to see their performance.
And even in this show, you don't. It's not just an all-breeds dog show, but there's some other events going on at the same time, right?
Yes, there are two other events going on. They have a obedience trial, and they have rally. Rally is sort of a beginner's step where you have little signs that say, have your dog sit, have your dog turn around with you, have your dog go to your heel from the front. The next level is obedience. In obedience, the dogs also do heeling. They do it on and off leash. They do retrieving. They do jumping. They do scent discrimination. These are all very purposeful things, even for a household pet.
Uh-huh.
To get them to pick up things, bring things to you, give things up easily, because sometimes they pick up things you don't want them to have.
Yeah, well, so, you know, Leah, you were mentioning earlier about, you know, is it just beauty? But I think if we take all this passion as a collective, even the fact that these different activities kind of go coincide, you know, there's a whole lot more genetic selection going on than just, are you the prettiest dog out there? You know, yeah, maybe in that particular dog show at that particular time, but I think as a collective, it seems like there's a lot more.
There's a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
Because dogs are to move differently depending on what their job is.
Sure.
The draft dog does not move like the sighthound moves. An Afghan moves with a very different gait than something that's supposed to be pulling something. The dog who has to cut corners quickly to do herding moves differently than a dog who does a lot of trotting.
Right.
All these things are taken into consideration when you're judging this, as they say, beauty show.
Now, one thing I'm wondering about, Lee, I'm sorry, I'm just so excited here.
You can pick
on
me.
But how about the temperament of judges, okay? You spend a bit of time, you know, different. You know, I would imagine there has to be, I'm not very good at making decisions, and I think I would make actually a very poor judge, but I would have to imagine there's certain genetic characteristics the judge has to have.
Yeah, number one is a very thick skin.
I would imagine.
Each exhibitor out there feels they have an excellent specimen.
Right.
It may not be perfect, but it's very good.
Yeah.
And if you happen to select someone else, they can be very unhappy. To the point of bringing it up to you. You are, as I should say, protected in a way that the American Kennel Club, because they spend so much time in your education, stands behind your decisions.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter whether it's in confirmation or whether it's in obedience or in the field. The American Kennel Club says you have been educated well and you should be doing a good job.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine exactly what Sue is saying, Rick, where people probably are so infatuated with their animals, I can just imagine how personally they must take just about everything that you might point out that wouldn't be absolutely perfect to the breed standard.
Yeah, well, no one is absolutely perfect or we wouldn't have dog shows. It'd be all over. But all these dogs have good points. They have good things that are worthwhile. Some of them have things that they should not be bred. Many of them have things that they can be bred, and these items reproduced.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is that the dog matches its standard, that it be healthy, and have an excellent temperament. Because these are the things that make a dog companionable and functional as a working specimen.
No matter what their task is.
No matter what their task is.
It's a commonality.
Yes.
In some breeds, you probably have more allowance for because of what their roles are, and other breeds, less allowance for?
It's not a more and less allowance. It's more to what the breed is supposed to be doing.
Sure.
And less to what the breed is not supposed to be doing.
Right.
A spaniel, which I'm in spaniels, is to have a very soft mouth, is to be very adaptable in the family, and very easy to live with. Where a dog that is more independent, say a sighthound, you better have your 7-foot fence up because this dog can clear 6 foot from a standstill and they want to run. Right. That's what their business is. And so you have to take in effect that your Sheltie is going to herd your children. That's what the dog is about.
There's no option.
When I've traveled with people that had Shelties or Australian Shepherds, and I turn my little cockers out, they keep them in a group.
I've seen that personally. Well, and so let me ask this question. For someone who's actually thinking about getting involved in a dog show, they might be very intimidated by the level of judging. But I would imagine that it's so helpful to have someone of your experience really helping guide them when it comes to setting up how are they going to breed their animal for the future. That really should be the focus, shouldn't it?
Yes. The focus should be what your breed is, what it's about, how it matches the standard, and work with a mentor who knows that particular breed. Yes, I know my breeds very well. I know my breeds that I judge very well. I would start a person out, but I would turn them over to a mentor, to a person who specifically works with the genetics of that breed. And that's usually a breeder of long standing.
Interesting.
And when you as a judge are at these events, is it okay that do judges communicate much with the audience, or is it important that you not communicate much with anyone? Is there, you know, what's the code of conduct?
A code of conduct is that you do not speak to people who you might be judging.
Okay.
After the judgment is over, the person can come back to you and speak to you about the dog.
Okay. Okay.
Usually you have to bring the dog back because by the time they've come back to see you, they've judged another 60 animals in that breed or other breeds, and so they have to know which animal you're specifically talking about.
Okay.
But before the judging, you do not speak to people who might come under you.
What about the audience? Is that usually something they're gated away, or?
They're sort of gated away. There's little gates around each of the ring areas, and so there's usually seating or people standing out there. They do not get to talk to the judges until after judging is over.
Okay.
Now, there are judges, such as myself, who attend events that people will say, "Sue, would you come over and help me in the judging of this breed?" And we will stand at ringside and quietly discuss judging of the breeds.
Okay.
And this is a learning situation, and I do it with other judges.
Right. So that way people can rely on your vast experience if they're not as involved with it or newer to the profession of judging. That's great. Well, Sue, there are so many things we can talk about, but so little time. So if we can, I just would like to ask, as we get into some of the other dog shows later in the year or early next year, we would sure love to have you back on the show. You've been a great guest.
That's fine. I do want to mention that there is an obedience trial and a rally trial the weekend after this that's held also in the Lansing area, the Obedience Training Club of Greater Lansing. They'll be on campus at Demonstration Hall, and they've got about 300 dogs coming.
Fantastic. We've been talking this morning with Sue Sellers-Rose, who is a judge for the American Kennel Club Dog Shows. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Sue. We really appreciate it.
No problem. I'd be glad to come again.
Oh, it's been our pleasure. And Rick, in the next segment, we're going to talk with Jody Maddock from Adopt a Pet, because there's still an awful lot of dogs that need to be rescued too. And we're going to do what we can to help with that right here in the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.